better all the time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Russia, Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, stood up to Vladimir Putin. Putin tried to poison him, remember, in Siberia. He was flown to Germany, and experts there restored him to health. It was a subtle poison. They slipped it to him in Siberia. Putin's a poisoner. He came back to Russia. And here's their idea of due process. He and his wife came back. He had a lot of guts. I would not have done it, quite frankly. It's an authoritarian state. He came back, he gets off the plane, and they arrest him and take him away from his wife right at the airport. And what was the charge? Some trumped up charge. They did a fake trial. And they put him in one of their worst prisons, one of their prisons that's very lightly regulated, supervised. People gang up on prisoners. Well, he has just gotten word out that his health is worsening, and he has a severe pain in his leg that's so bad he can't put any weight on it, can't walk. Putin's an expert at poisons. You know, another expert at poisons was Agatha Christie, believe it or not. Great novelist, one of the most popular novelists in history. And frequently, people would do the dirty deed to the victim with poison in her novels. But that was basically recreation. That was basically fun. That was basically mystery. Vladimir Putin kills people with poison. And at one time, they did it in a crude way in Bulgaria. This has got to be, this is a long time ago. Guy's walking down the street. Guy walks by him, has an umbrella with a pointed tip and poison on it, and just jabs him in the calf and runs away. I mean, this is their idea of a smooth operation, kills the guy. They poisoned a guy, Putin did, and his daughter in London. They killed a guy in Berlin. They came close to killing Navalny. Alexei Navalny in Siberia. If he hadn't been a strong guy, he would have died. They flew him to Germany and they restored him to health. I don't think he's going to make it, quite frankly. Very, very healthy guy. And he has such severe pain in one of his legs, he can't put weight on it and can't walk. They have him at their mercy. The warden at that prison, the guards, everybody in charge of that prison. Respond to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin will kill him. Vladimir Putin, some years ago, had another guy like Alexei Navalny who stood up with him, was walking along a street near the Kremlin. In 1997, I went with a delegation from the Justice Department under the auspices of the State Department to go to Russia during the thaw, the Boris Yeltsin thaw, put in by Mikhail Gorbachev. These were good guys. Break Russia away from communism and authoritarianism and restore them to democracy. Invited American lawyers in the Justice Department to give talks to their lawyers about the American legal system, civil and criminal, because they didn't have one. Or they had a legal system, which is basically, if you were a friend of the guy in charge, you got the money. And if you didn't, you didn't. And if somebody cheated you, even if you got a judgment in court, there were no collection mechanisms other than hire the mob to, you know, I mean, it's really bad. Anyway, I've walked by the Kremlin. Kremlin just means fort in Russian. There are a lot of Kremlins. Every town, like in Wisconsin, you have a town square, you know, in Monroe, beautiful little town with the courthouse, town square. Have that all over Wisconsin, the counties. Well, they have Kremlins all over the country. And they're forts, in other words, and sometimes ceremonial. And the Kremlin in Moscow is an impressive looking structure. When I was a kid, I remember back in the 60s on May Day, they would all goose step down the avenue and they'd have these missiles and all this, and everybody's all lathered up. Well, under Gorbachev and Yeltsin, things calmed down. Now they ratchet it up again. Anyway, Guy's walking by the Kremlin, one of Putin's prior opponents, and a guy jumps out and shoots him. He shoots him, kills him. They never find him, but they round up a Chechenian. You know, Chechnya, Muslim state, the border of Russia. The Russians try to contain it, so they'll grab whenever they need a suspect. Whenever Putin's people kill somebody, they grab themselves a Chechenian off the street in Chechnya and try him. I'm not kidding. I mean, you think, I mean, this isn't even, not only is this not smooth, this is even close. This is, not only is it not due process, it's not smooth, it's not even close. And of course, they convict him and Putin says what a terrible thing the guy did, snickering. Well, that's what they're doing to Alexei Navalny right now. Alexei Navalny is a very brave man. He's an inspiration to people around Russia. They've demonstrated, but then they're beaten by what used to be the KGB. They gave it a new name. Putin was a high-ranking officer in the KGB. And the question is, how does that country break out of this kind of vicious authoritarianism, which looks exactly like Soviet Union communism? The way it did last time is Mikhail Gorbachev was the head of the Communist Party, but he was a seer. He was a guy who could see the future in a good way and what path it should take. And he's the one who broke it away. How does a guy like that get back in office in Russia when you have Vladimir Putin, a murderer and a thief, crafty and young, who's now president for life because of various constitutional changes that he rammed through? So there you have it. That is the problem. Alexei Navalny, I very fear, is not long for this world because he ain't getting flown to Germany this time or the United States. He ain't getting flown to the Mayo Clinic or Sloan Kettering, someplace in Berlin. He is left to wither away in a Russian prison. And everybody protests, Biden, the West protests, but nobody's going to go to war with Russia over something like that, and they continue to degrade themselves as a country. We go from Russia down to the southern border, and that is a mess, and the Republicans made it worse of a mess. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but Ted Cruz went down there to prance and prowl around. I swear, the minute, and I am not kidding on this one, the minute they flashed his picture on the screen for a moment, I thought it was Fidel Castro. He had on one of those Cuban Fidel Castro hats from the 50s. Remember, a green one with a bill? He had some insignia on it. You couldn't tell what it was. You know, and green jacket and trousers, just like they wore back then. Beard, the same thing. And he's there just ranting and raving. It achieved nothing. It didn't help anything. It just causes anxiety. And he's posing for pictures, for a campaign, for president. That's what he's doing. My suggestion to him would be get rid of the Fidel Castro gear. It's alarmingly similar to what Fidel Castro wore. And if you have a brain in your head, you will dress something that looks a little more local and authentic and American. But he won't listen to the advice. He'll keep doing it. My other advice is stay the hell out of there. You're not doing any good. All you're doing is hurting people. But he did it. Lindsey Graham, a lot of them go prowling around, just posing for pictures. They pose for pictures and get out of town. That's what they do. Now, there actually is a crisis at that border. In February, 19,000 families came over the border. 8,000 were expelled, but 11,000 weren't, so you had to find places for them. In February, there were a total of 100,000 people that came in, including single adults. 70,000 were expelled, but 30,000 weren't. That's every month. That, if you extrapolate that, it'll be 1.2 million for the year, or something like 700,000 remaining. That can't be permitted to continue. You don't want to do what Trump did, which is quite cruel, but you also simply cannot have an undefended border. And I pointed out before, a major problem is that the governments of Honduras and Mexico are crooked. Their senior people who take money from the cartels, tip them off, and are really agents for the cartels. And everybody knows it. And when they see that, that's an example to be crooked on down the line. And you have gangs extorting businesses, gangs extorting families, women. So nobody wants to live there. I agree. But what are you going to do? Just transport every country into the United States? I don't think you can do that. But it's got to be done humanely. My solution would be arrest the president of Honduras. We should not have given back General Cienfuegos, the drug dealer who Mexico demanded back, threatening to turn in our agents to the cartels, and then they let him go. Tell these people they're getting arrested. Put in people who are not for the cartels to clean up their own country. And then return people, build orphanages. The United States can go down and build orphanages in Honduras. And a lot of these kids were sent by their parents. They can restore them to their parents. And ones they can't, treat them humanely in Honduras, then in Mexico. But you can't just have 1,200,000 people, 100,000 a month, and that's a 28-day month, come in and have this continue. You simply have got to enforce that border, but humanely. And that's the difference with Cruz and Wormwood and Marco Rubio. Wormwood, of course, is Lindsey Graham, who say the hell heck with these people, just throw them back. I mean, it's a very sad thing. They did an interview with a woman who's crying, her 9-year-old daughter, and she tried to swim the Rio Grande. Look, I like to swim. I wouldn't swim the Rio Grande. That's ridiculous. Poor little girl drowned. I mean, this has got to stop. And one of the things, you know, Biden says, well, don't come now. The minute you say now, that's a tease. That's saying, well, you know, one day you will, so everybody's going to come now. He's got to say no. Stay there. We'll build an orphanage. We'll arrest your leaders, and we'll build you up economically. I think that is what he has got to say. I think they're working on that. I think that people in his administration have met with the Mexican government outside of the top positions who are crooked, but the ones who actually can get something done. And hopefully that is going to be taken care of. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.